Hello, and welcome to The Cloud,
your weekly source for news live at 5 on Thursdays, Eastern Time.
I'm Holden McGroin.
And I'm Craven Moorhead.
And now we have 5 news stories that we're going to cover for you.
Live now at 5.
First story from Omaha World Herald. Criminal genius, shoplifter at Omaha store gets away, but leaves behind completed job application.
Now, this 20-year-old man left a job application and stole a $40 bottle of cologne. Now, I have 2 issues with this. One, stealing from a place you plan to work at. And 2, cologne that cost $40.
And 3, who buys cologne from Scheels?
Who even know what Scheels Sporting Goods is? Not me, but the fine people of Omaha do, I'm sure. But you know the third thing I have a problem with? The fact that they were able to cite him on this following charge. Not that they were able to cite him, but that it is apparently a charge. Which is suspicion of possession of drug paraphernalia. That just sounds like an excuse to arrest people.
Indeed it does. And I would say for leaving his job application in this store after trying to rob it, this guy is quite the mediocre dunce.
Quite so. You know it's not mediocre?
Boobies.
Quite so. From CNN.com, we bring you this article about them. Woman's breast implant deflects bullet, saving her life. You know, this is the first time this has ever been recorded.
It is. This is truly...
someone living from a gunshot at close range.
This is truly a historic event.
Yes, it is. And by living to a gunshot at close range, I am referring to the fact that the living was due to the breast implants, not due to being shot. Most people aren't particularly fans of being shot. But this implant saved the bullet from hitting her in the heart or lungs. Instead, it bounced around. She needed new implants, but she doesn't need a new heart. You know who else has a heart?
Our president, Daddy Trump.
A heart for America. The stimulus checks, according to Newsweek.com, may be delayed since he's requiring the Treasury to print his name on them. It's never been done before, but I think today is a good as day as any to start.
Well, it's important that everyone know who their president is during this hard time.
This crisis indeed, yes. And considering how many people tried to deny it, I think this is a great way to spread out the news of who is the true president. But you know what else has presidents?
What's that?
McDonald's. And according to ITV.com, a flock of sheep visited an empty McDonald's restaurant during the lockdown in EBBW Vale. I'm not sure how one would pronounce such a city as that, but that is the name of it. Apparently there are always sheep wandering there, but they've never been seen near McDonald's, according to a witness. And I think this is quite beautiful, seeing sheep going to McDonald's. I think they should be fed food there, too.
It's also very nice to see sheep, the animal, go to McDonald's.
Quite so. Instead of iPhone users. Next up, the Babylon Bee tells us that Trump announces he's hidden 5 golden tickets among the stimulus checks. He says, quote, "Who will win? Nobody knows. I, Donald Trump, have decided to allow 5 Americans, just 5, mind you, and no more, to visit my resort this year. These lucky 5 will be shown around personally by me, and they will be allowed to see all the secrets and magic of my hotel and golf resort. The best golf, maybe, ever. Then, at the end of the tour, as a special present, all of them will be given season 1 of The Apprentice on DVD.
Would ya?
I would. I would indeed. I would watch that front to back and back to front. Once in only one of those 2 directions.
And that concludes this episode of The Cloud. Please come to us next week where we will show 5 other
news articles that you haven't heard, maybe. Thanks. Bye.